Well, good morning. Maybe we can start with a word of prayer. Lord, as we come to you this morning, thank you for another Lord's Day that you've blessed us with. Thank you for a warm building that we can gather in. Just pray that you would be with each and every one that's here. Pray that you would guide and direct us, and pray that we could have our hearts turned for what you would have for us to hear. Pray for me as I share. Pray that you would guide and direct and give me the words to speak. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Lately, I was reading through Nehemiah, and I was realizing the fear factor that Nehemiah had. And the fear factor is, I don't think, has died off a bit between Nehemiah and us today. And the word has a lot to share about our fears and anxieties. A couple verses to start off in Isaiah 41. It says, "Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and have called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto me, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear not, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee in the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all things they have incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them. Even them that contend with me, they at war against me, shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord, will hold thy right hand, saying unto me, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm of Jacob. Ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and the Redeemer, thy Holy One." God promises to always be with us, no matter where we are in life, and He won't forsake us. So we're going to turn to Nehemiah, and we're going to take a little bit of a look in the first couple chapters of Nehemiah. And I found it interesting as I was reading through it, and I think we can learn a lot. Nehemiah, we'll start in chapter 1, and we'll work our way through this chapter, starting in Nehemiah 1, verses 1 through 4. It says, "The words of Nehemiah the son of Pelechiah, and it came to pass in the month Chisleu, in the 20th year I was in Shushan in the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah. And I asked him concerning the Jews that had escaped, which left of the captivity concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, The remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The walls of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven." We see here, he receives the news, and he didn't really receive it very well. And a lot of us today, we have a lot going on in life, and sometimes we don't really take things that well. We hear bad news, and it kind of makes us sad, discouraged, and we kind of wonder, what in the world are we to do with this? This just seems too big for us. And so we're going to go ahead and read verse 5 to 11 here. Nehemiah's prayer, it says, "And I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let Thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now. Day and night for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dwelt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, If ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, and there were of you cast out the uttermost of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and I will bring them unto the place which I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy right hand. O Lord, beseech me, let thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servants of this day, I pray thy servant of this day, grant him mercy in the sight of this king, for I was the king's cupbearer. I think it's very fitting, and I think we can learn a lot. First thing Nehemiah did when he heard the news was he fell on his face and he prayed. And that is the first thing that we need to do as well. When we face trials, worries, whatever they are in our life, the first thing we need to do is fall on our face and pray. And it doesn't help us to sit there and think, oh, poor me, now what do? I don't know what to do. This is a helpless case. God promises to always be with us, and that's the first place we need to go, is to Him and pray. Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 9, we'll read when he came before the king. And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, Why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou not art sad? For this is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid. Then said unto the king, Let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? And the king said unto me, For what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. And I said unto the king, If it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, in the city of my father's sepulchres, that I might build it. And the king said unto me, The queen also sitting by him, For how long shall thy journey be? And when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, If it please the king, let letters be given to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me till I come into Judah, and a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's force, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. Then came I to the governors beyond the river, and gave him the king's letter. Now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. It's interesting here. The king noticed he was sad. The king asked him, and it said Nehemiah was very afraid. And other people around us can notice that too. And it's not always fun when people notice that we have something troubling us, because it's a lot easier to just keep it inside and bundle it up and try and deal with it ourselves. But Nehemiah, praying, told the king, what was that? He's like, listen, this is what I'm dealing with. And I think it can be very helpful for us to open up, talk to others about where we are in life. And oftentimes, when we're open and honest, they care. And they can help us. They can help us keep us accountable and help us through life. Opposition is another one that can lead to discouragement. Not going to read all the things that Nehemiah went through here, because it would take pretty long to read the whole chapter. But he had much opposition. He had, from other countries around him, he had mocking. They ridiculed him. They were upset and angry at him. They were heartless in their coming after him. They tried to trick him, to try and get him out of the way so they could do what they wanted. They were greedy. And up top of it all, it made his brethren discouraged. And they were all like, really? Should we keep doing this? Like, now what? And at that point, he was the encouragement to the others. And we know that in the end, they built with one hand and they carried swords in the other hand. They were determined to get that wall built. In the same way, with the help of God, we too can conquer our trials as we face them. Sometimes we might have to carry a sword with one hand, so to speak, and work with the other hand. But with God's help and with the help of others, we too can find victory in our lives, even when things seem big and afraid. In John chapter 14, verses 26 and 27, Jesus speaking here, it says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus reminds us here that he is our comforter, not to let our heart be troubled. When we can rest in him, knowing that he has full control of our lives, it's a very comforting factor if we can completely lay it all to him. We'll be looking in Psalms now at some more verses. Psalms chapter 56, 1 through 4, it says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for that they be many that fight against me, O Thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will fear not what flesh can do to me." I'm not sure, I'm assuming it must have been David that wrote this here, but boy, he sounded pretty upset. He said, "Mine enemies would daily swallow me up." That's quite a place to be if it feels like you're in that bad of a spot. And yet, it says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. And I will fear not what flesh can do unto me." Trust in God, no matter what the circumstances look like. That can be hard to do if we're at the spot that it looks like our enemies or our fears are going to swallow us up whole. I mean, that's pretty bad. I just wanted to look at a couple psalms here of God's promises to never let us down. The very familiar Psalms 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, and he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I think it's interesting in this Psalms. I've heard this Psalms described a couple different ways before, but one that I think is kind of neat, how it says in verse 5, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." When we're scared, we're not hungry. And the Lord can prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And we can be at such peace, we can sit down and enjoy and not be worried. So, something that I find pretty unique. And Psalms 27, 1 through 6 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, shall come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after him, and that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." God promises in these Psalms and in many other places of Scripture to walk with us in our valleys of life and our troubles in life, and we need not fear. This is a calming reassurance for us when we have our trust and faith in the Lord that he is always with us, being with us wherever we at in life. So I just wanted something that encouraged me, and I wanted to share that, and may we, as we go through life, leave everything that we have to the Lord. May he guide us in that.